Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming before you live on Blog Talk Radio. And God is good. Is he not? Praise God. Praise God. I just want to say, first of all, Happy New Year. It is 2016. Can you believe that? Amen, amen. It just seems like it was 2015 yesterday. Amen. But I tell you, that I thank and praise God for allowing us to make it over. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm thanking God for so many things. Amen. And those things that happened and those things that didn't happen. I'm thanking God because he knew what it was that it shouldn't happen. Amen. He knew what was the better for me. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to encourage you to think the same way. If it was something that you were standing and hoping that God was going to do and he didn't do it, it ain't late yet. God still can do it. Amen, amen, amen. If it's going to uplift God, he can still do it for you. Amen. So don't get discouraged in your thinking. But the message this morning is, it's 2016. Where is my joy? Amen. And when we think about joy, amen, when we think about happiness and we surround ourselves with joy and you know, and things that go well in our life and we think things are going just spontaneously, everything is running its course and all of a sudden look like something happens, maybe a bill that you didn't see or maybe a car accident, maybe an encounter with someone and it made you feel bad and all of a sudden your joy is gone. But you need to remember that you're the one responsible for maintaining the joy. Amen, amen. The Lord gives you free will. Know that. Amen, amen. So when we think about the word joy, and I just want to get this to you because if somebody listening, this message is for you. And I want you to be encouraged when you leave here today to move forward. When we think about the word joy, happiness and delight, amen, amen, pleasure and, you know, just joyfulness. You ever been around people and you love to be in the environment? You ever been around people like that? You know, they laugh and they talk. And if you say something, maybe by slip up of offensive, they still take it as a leisure. They don't take it offensively. They don't start something saying, what did you say? And how could you say that? You've seen folks like that, right? Look like they're looking for a fight no matter where you go. And so when you think about joy, amen, and when it comes, when we go to Psalms, I want you to go with me to Psalms 30, amen? Psalms 30, amen? I'm going to read the whole thing because there's someone, like I said, that's listening. This message is for you. Amen, amen. So when we think about Psalms 30, amen. Psalms 30, David was singing a dedication to the temple, amen. He said, I will exalt you, amen, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto you, amen, for help, and you have healed me, amen. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol, and you restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you saints, and give thanks to his holy name. And his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. How many of you know that? How many of you experienced that? How many of you know whatever you went through, whatever you're going through now, it's just for a moment. It's not going to last forever. Amen, amen. Just think about some situations you were in, amen, and you think about those situations that you might have been in at that point, that particular time, and you thought it was going to be forever. It seemed like the situation, you might have been in court over a situation, and it seemed like you were never going to get out of that suit, or you were never going to end up not going to jail. But God fixed it. He showed up right on time, amen. It may not have been nothing that bad. Maybe it was a job, and you thought something was going to happen. They were getting rid of people on the job. They said, we're cutting back on the people at the job. And you started pacing the floor, worrying about the situation, but God had it in control. Hey, they may have gotten rid of all those other people, but you're still there. You see how God works a thing? And that's why it's not for us to worry. Jesus tells us not to worry. He said, don't be concerned about tomorrow, because tomorrow God has that. Amen? God take care of. God knows what's going to happen next. Amen? Amen? We don't have any authority to know that. Amen? He said, look at the flowers and look how they toil. He said, look at God still covers them. They still don't weep. They still don't have to worry. Amen? Amen? The birds, they still don't have to worry. They still feed. And God loves us. I'm telling you. So you don't have to walk around pacing the floor about something and allowing your joy to be taken from you. Amen, amen, amen. Do you know what I'm saying this morning? Amen. Because remember, the thief comes to steal, right? Amen. The devil comes to steal your joy. Amen. He doesn't want you happy. He doesn't want you feeling good. That's why this message this morning is about environment, basically. It's about where you go, where you think about. You know, you can go in a positive situation or you can go into a negative situation. You can go around and speak negative things or you can speak positive things. But I believe that when you go into environments that you know are not good for you and you sit there and constantly play around with those same fleas that's on those dogs will jump on you. I hope you don't mind me saying that, but it's a fact. If you go around negative folks, the next thing you know, help me, Holy Ghost, you're going to be negative. Next thing you know, you ain't going to be able to see nothing good. The next thing you know, you're going to start quoting some of the negative stuff they say. And the next thing you know, you walk around, you're a negative person. When people see you coming, they say, oh, let me go the other way, because here they come. Here they come with the same old thing, complaining about the same old thing. They don't never know how to say nothing good. They don't know how to look for nothing good in nobody. Y'all hear what I'm saying this morning. Amen, amen. You know, you got to learn how. We're in 2016, and I'm telling you, if this message is for you, you need to learn how to elevate yourself. I'm telling you, and to the word the Lord wants to take you. I tell people, God uses people. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So when you go around and you get to talking that negative stuff, you need to check yourself and say, Lord, why am I complaining? God hates a complainer. You know that's in the Bible. He hates a backbiter. The word of God says that. Amen, amen. Israel didn't receive what they were supposed to receive because they kept complaining. Remember, they couldn't walk in the land, the promised land. God doesn't like doubt. Remember when Joshua and them sent the spies out to find out what was going on in the land of milk and honey, they came back and lied. You see what happened, right? The only one went in there was what? Joshua and the other man. That was it. No one else went in there. You see what I'm saying? So you have to understand that when God tells you something, do it. Amen. You may say, well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But God said it's for your good. It's not for their good. It's your good that he's looking out for you. He may tell you, you know, you need to cut the ties. Amen, amen. Barnabas and Paul cut the ties over one of Barnabas' relatives, I'm telling you. And you never heard any more about the discussion, but he knew it was time. But they both went on to still do the will of the Lord. I'm trying to encourage someone right now to stop looking at your circumstance like it's in concrete, because it's not. When we're serving God, we're forever changing and ever moving forward. And joy, hallelujah, should be your calling card. It shouldn't be you walking around negative and you ain't got nothing good to say about, oh, things are just bad. Everybody going to hell. Preachers are just bad. Things are just bad. People just this and people that. And you focusing on people. You trying to be God. You trying to do God's job. When your mission is just to pray for them. The Bible tells us that over and over again. I can't repeat that enough. When Jesus said pray for them to despitefully use you and pray for them to say all manner of wickedness against you, pray for them to see God. We're supposed to stand in the gate, stand in the gap. I don't care what title you're going under, but that's the whole mission of everyone saved. It's the constant. Stay in prayer, to fast, turn your plate over, amen? Don't you know when you start getting those negative things on you, it attacks everything in your body, amen, amen? It attacks your immune system. It attacks everything. It'll make you sickly. Do you know that? But when you experience joy, it will strengthen your immune system, regenerate your whole physical system, burn away the impurities in your emotional system, disperse worries, anxieties, grief, greed, irritations, and other negative emotions. Amen. It will sharpen your intellect. You'll be like, yeah, hey, I'm telling you, got it. You understand it. It'll come in. You'll be fine-tuning. Listen to the Lord. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost speaks, you won't miss a beat. Amen. When it comes to studying something in school, you'll get it. I'm telling you. It'll sharpen your intellect and strengthen your memory. Amen. It'll clarify and balance your mind. I'm telling you. It'll expand your conscientious and understanding. It'll open you to receive higher impression and inspirations and transforming energies. What am I saying to you? If you walking around grieving and vexing up your spirit, worth you not receiving all that God has for you? Amen, amen. The devil is a liar. I'm trying to get this to someone. Amen, amen. It's important that you understand that it is time for you to give away or put that mess away, that unforgiveness. You may have not forgiven someone. Amen. It's stealing your joy. It ain't bother me. Yes, it is. Because you still rely on how you were treated by that person, how you entreat another person. That is unforgiveness. Amen. Amen. Let it go. Let God have his way. Amen, amen. Pray to God to look out for you and to cover you with the hedge of protection, and he will do so at all times. Amen, amen, amen. I'm trying to encourage someone right now. Amen, amen. I was reading an article by this gentleman named Barbara Fredrickson. I'm sorry, not gentleman, woman. And she has circulated in order to offset the negative bias and experience a harmonious emotional state. We need to experience three positive emotions for every negative one. Amen. Did you hear that? Did you hear what she said? She said you had to circulate that in order to offset the negative, amen, the negativity, bias, and experience a harmonious emotional state, we need to experience three positive emotions for every negative one. Amen. This, she claims, can be done intentionally for those of us who use less weird positively. Amen. And less wired positively. Amen. And these positive emotions literally reverse the physical effects of negativity and build up psychology resources in your mental mind that contribute to flourishing life. And then basically what she's saying is every time you think of something negative, you need to think of three things positive. And it says that after a while that what will happen is your mind will be able to catch up with it. And automatically, when something negative comes, your mind will find three things positive to show up, and that will protect you from going around looking with your feet down, looking at your feet, and finding other negative stuff to rely on and sitting on, and all of a sudden becoming repressed and angry and not good for nobody, not even for God to use. But you say, yes, I am. I'm okay. The devil is a liar. You're deceiving yourself. Let me tell you something. I tell people, I believe all the time, nothing good will draw nothing bad. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Just like a closed hand can't receive nothing, nothing good can draw to anything bad. And I'm not talking about God can't change a bad person, but I'm talking about when you go around speaking negative things, when you're going around and your whole environment is all about negative energy, you can't seem to talk about nothing positive. There ain't nothing good going to happen. Your health will just start decreasing. You'll start walking around talking, why I feel like that? I don't understand why I feel like that. The Bible talk about as your spirit prospers, your soul will prosper, and so will your flesh prosper. Did you know that? Amen, amen, amen. So God tells us this. Amen. She goes on to say in forgiveness, she did a study, and she said the attitude of forgiveness, fully accepting that a negative circumstance has occurred and relinquishing negative feelings surrounding the event, can be learned and can lead us to experience a better mental, emotional, and physical health. Did you hear that, y'all? So if you have an issue with forgiveness, I'm trying to get to someone, you can learn to forgive, amen? Again, she says the attitude of forgiveness, fully accepting that a negative circumstance has occurred and relinquishing negative feelings surrounding the event can be learned and can lead us to experience better mental, emotional, and physical health. Amen. 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 She said the Stanford Forgiveness Project trained 260 adults. Y'all hear this? Amen. And forgiveness in a 6-week course. And she said this. Amen. 70% reported a decrease in their feelings of hurt. 13% experienced reduced anger, and 27% experienced fewer physical complaints. Amen. For example, they didn't have any more pain, no more gastroenteritis pain, no upsetment, no dizziness. Amen. They weren't going through any health issues. Amen. Stuff had just went away. I'm here to tell you, if you would go to Jesus Christ training, hallelujah, God, if you would accept him and rededicate your life to Christ, hallelujah, and if you repent for that unforgiveness, if you be transparent with God, he will heal you 100%. I'm trying to get this to somebody listening. Now, I love what she said about three times you need to put three positive things to one negative thing. That's a great practice to put in place, because as we live in these carnal bodies, we're going to get into warfare. We're going to deal with the enemy. He's going to come up at us, I'm telling you, when you least expect it. But when you think about guarding your heart and your mind, hallelujah, this is one to really elaborate on. And from now on, when you begin, someone say something negative, just think of something three times positive and say something positive and say the devil is a liar. You just keep moving forward, because you're going to have defensive warfare to make it in this lifetime. You can't keep walking around looking at the ground talking about, oh, things are just so bad. Start confessing that stuff. The Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. I said that on the last message. I don't think people understand. He says speak those things as though they are. Now that means you can also speak negative things as though they are. So you need to stop going and doing that. You need to believe God who he is. You need to stand firm on the word of God. You say, I don't read the Bible like that, then you need to get up close and personal with the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to. It ain't too late to open it up now. I'm telling you, there's some folks that thought they were going to make it over the day, and they didn't. I'm telling you, and God's giving you the opportunity to fix the situation. You need to stop walking around folks looking at you talking about why they look so depressed all the time. People in church talk to you, ask you how you doing. I'm making it. Ain't no use to complaining, because ain't nothing, you know, God God's working it out. But your tone makes God look like he's miserable. Your tone makes God look like he ain't happy. Your tone makes it look like everything in the Word of God was just a farce. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Help me, Holy Ghost. There's someone listening to me. I'm telling you, you need to shake yourself off. I'm telling you, get yourself up. I'm telling you, take a shower if you need to. But wake up. I'm telling you, wake up everything in your body and look before God. I'm telling you, and lay at the cross and tell him, Father, I come before your throne right now. Hallelujah. I'm leaving all this stuff right here because as Jesus was resurrected, hallelujah, the Lord says, you're already done. It's done for you. All you got to do is get up from that point. When you leave that at the cross, I'm telling you, when you leave that with the Lord, I'm telling you, and you walk away from that thing, know that God's got it. Hallelujah. And then inhale in your belly the breath of life. Hallelujah. Feel yourself brighter as you fill with light and joy. Hallelujah. Excel fully. I'm telling you, walk in the calling and the purpose that God has for you. See yourself in it. I'm telling you, I don't care if you ain't reached there yet. See yourself in it. I'm telling you, see yourself healed. Hallelujah. See yourself on a new job. Hallelujah. See yourself with joy when you speak to people. Hallelujah. See yourself being an example of the kingdom, light in the midst of darkness. You're salt. You ain't lost no taste. Hallelujah. Continue to move forward. The devil is a liar. I'm telling you, an emotional can be a roller coaster. But when you got control, hallelujah, you know you ain't on it no more. You know that God's got it. Hallelujah. Give it over to him. Whatever it is that's bothering you, whatever is tugging at your heart, hallelujah, go before God and leave it at the throne and watch what he'll do for you. I'm telling you, he's going to turn it around. I'm telling you, but he needs your work. He needs for you to start confessing the things that are positive, the things that are great, hallelujah, what God can do for you and how God's going to do it to you, hallelujah. And you say, yeah, the Bible said don't confess, don't let people know what your right hand doing, what your left hand doing. No, confession is good for the soul. Don't you know that? But to God, not to man. Amen. I think folks got it wrong. They think they can go holler to somebody in a chair and tell them about their problem. No, you need to be telling Jesus. You need to get to the throne room. You need to give it to God. Amen. 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 So I'm telling you, change your thoughts. Amen. Your thoughts are connected to your emotion. If you believe something, you will activate the rest of your body to follow suit. Amen. Amen. And if you begin to walk around with your head down, your body prostrate, hungover, and all of a sudden everything you say is negative, you know, you ever dealt with a racist? You've seen somebody racist, they're the most, something's wrong with their whole body, and every time you see them, they complain about something. I'm one to believe when you find people always complaining, I get to stepping. In 2016, I told God, I am not going around folks that all they got to do is talk about negative stuff. Every time you turn around, they talk about something negative. Every time you talk about, I got caught up in a situation, and a family member, again, I told y'all about that, and I could have easily got caught up and got stressed and depressed, and the person that laid the seed had the nerve to say to everyone, y'all got something going on, and they walked away. But guess what? They had planted a seed of discord. But what was my job? Could I take it on and let the seed plant in my chest and let it grow? Yeah, I could have done that. But what I decided to do was give it to God. Amen, amen, amen. And poorly managed or repressed anger is terrible. It will kill you. It will take your heart out. Don't you know that? It will take your digestive system out. It will create infections in your body. I want to encourage you right now, wherever you are, you want healing and deliverance, you ain't got to go stand in no line. You get before God and you give it to the Lord in Jesus' name, and you tell God all about the situation, and you tell him so he can heal your body in Jesus Christ's name. And I'm professing and knowing that God will do it just like he did it for me. I used to be an epileptic. I used to be on Dilantin and Phenobarbital. I don't take it anymore at all. It's been 30 years. They say, oh, you're going to die at 31. I ain't going to say my age, but I'm a long over 31. I'm telling you, God is a healer, but you have to give it to him. Jesus says before you even come to him or ask him for anything, you need to forgive. And forgiveness is a hole in people's heart that has allowed a lot of demonic influences to come in. So if you want your joy, unspeakable joy, you want the joy that only Jesus can give, you need to free yourself up. Amen. Free yourself up, auntie, whoever. Free yourself up, whoever your husband was. Free yourself up. I ain't talking about you got to walk away, but I'm talking about of the emotional trap, the things that hurt you, the things that have you bound, the disappointments in life. Amen. Amen. And move forward. This is 2016. It's time to let go. Let go of grief. I'm telling you, we all got to die. Don't you know that? We all have an appointed time to leave here. Amen, amen. And I'm sure whoever left already, they definitely don't want you back here grieving the little time you got left. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So I'm here to tell you, healing, if you want healing, you want deliverance, you want to walk in joy, when people say stuff, I know a young man right now, and I got to use him for an example, because I tell you, I'm still praying for God to use him for the kingdom, because he's still not fully 100% with the Lord, you know, as far as his belief, because he's a little lukewarm, but it's okay, but I like his attitude. Let me tell you what I like. When people say something negative to him, he'll say, well, you know, he always has some positive feedback to it, and it's amazing. I'm not saying if you see somebody sin, you're supposed to say, well, it's okay, I think that's great you sinning and whatever. No, I'm saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking about the thought process and the mind process. I'm talking about your health. I'm talking about your digestive tract, your blood pressure. I'm talking about all that stuff is tied into unforgiveness. All that stuff is tied into what you speak out your mouth. It's joy, unspeakable joy. I had to pull the reins back on me, and I was going to talk about that a couple of minutes ago. I ain't going to hold y'all long, but I was getting involved with someone's situation, and they had made a decision, and I began to find myself coveting. How was that? Because I began to put my opinion in what I thought they should have done. It was a family member, and it sort of threw me off they did it. But guess what? I had to release myself. In 2016, I'm releasing myself. I'm not going in nobody's space, and I'm not allowing them being in my space, that they bring that negative impact energy. When they bring everything they got to confess is always backbiting or some negative thing or something happened to somebody. I'm going to think the best for people. I even created me a forgiving list. That's where I want to encourage you to do the same thing. I created a forgiveness list before it went into to 2016. The night before, about a couple of days, I created a forgiveness list. And on that list, what I'm doing is every time somebody do something to me and I don't like, or they hurt me, or they do something and I can't go to them or say something, I just put it on the list and I give it to God. And I'm going to leave it right there. And I'm not going to take it back off that list. And you said, what are you going to give to God? I'm giving to God that he have his way with them. I'm not going to say, oh, Lord, you need to drop a truck on them. No. But I'm going to say, Lord, have your way. But Lord, show them the errors of their way. Turn their life around, God, and allow them to be used for your kingdom and your purpose. That's what God wants, amen? We're supposed to encourage one another, amen? I'm going to be an encourager this year. I'm not going to be a disencourager, and I'm not going to speak negative over my life. I'm going to speak the positive things over even people I see that I know, and I see the positive things. But I'm determined this year by any means necessary to have joy in my pocket. I'm telling you, to believe and walk in joy, hallelujah, joy, hallelujah, and have life more abundantly as God had promised, hallelujah. So I'm thanking and praising God for each and every one of you allowing me to come before you this morning. You want to know where your joy is? It's in your hands right now, hallelujah. Whatever you decide to do with it, it's what you will get the outcome, because God is there for you, I'm telling you. But God gives us over to free will. So I just want to encourage you right now to do the will of the Lord. Give it to God and walk in fullness and joy. When folks come to you with some negative thing or some crazy cuckoo thing, you say, look, I ain't into that. I'll take it to God. You ain't got to say what is right or wrong. You just say, I'll take it to God and let God handle that. That's what you do. Amen, 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 amen. You know, amen. You know how to walk in joy. I'm telling you, when you laugh and find humor and smile, it's a blessed thing, I'm telling you. But when you see somebody, I know for me, when I see people in ministry and they tell me they're a pastor or apostle or bishop and they bitter and they brutish, I'm like, Lord, they need to be delivered. They need to be delivered, because you don't run it like that. Why can't they laugh? Why can't they smile? And then they got this thing where they can only smile with their family. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The Bible said we're supposed to treat each other well. The saints, we're supposed to treat each other well. He never said because you knew me. He never said that. He said because we are children of the Most High God. And then we also do people that aren't saved well. The Word of God says that. So I'm telling you, where is your joy? Did you lose it? Find it. Go back before the altar of God and leave it there. I'm telling you. And ask God to rekindle that joy back in you. I'm telling you. And allow it to overtake you. I'm telling you, I'm standing firm and believing that God's going to do it for you. And I thank God for each and every one of you allowing me to come before you this morning. God is so good. He's still on the throne. Jesus is real. I'm telling you, we're living in the latter days. I'm telling you, if he showed today, what would he say to you? I'm telling you. So I want to encourage you to walk forward and believe God and speak the things that God have for you and speak the positive things that God have for you in your life. Your loved one gone astray, speak the positive thing. Hey, they'll come back. God's going to change their life. God's going to change their heart. He's going to turn them around. He's not going to lose them. Amen, amen, amen. He's not going to let them go. His grace wasn't sufficient for any of us. Amen, amen. So I thank God again for each and every one of you allowing me to come before you this morning. Father God, I thank you for the message that went forth, God. Lord, let it not be something that falls away, God, but let this nugget build up in their spirit, God. Draw them close to you, God, that they want to know you, God. They got an unction to know you. And anything that's standing in the way, any stumbling block, God, remove it out the way, God, so they can be what you want them to be, God, so they can move forward in their faith and their belief in you, God. It ain't too late for them. Hallelujah. They ain't too old, God. They can still get that job. Hallelujah. They got the education to do it. They can do it. Hey, your education is not like their education. Hallelujah, God. Miracles have not ceased, God. I thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing for them. I thank you for the financial blessing overtaking some that are standing in need this morning, God. I thank you for your glory, God. And I thank you for opening up doors of opportunity for them. And God, I thank you for allowing us to make it into 2016. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm thanking you again for allowing me to come before you this morning. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin. I love you. I love you. I love you. And know that God loves you more. Amen. Amen.
Let me hear Los Angeles make some noise in this place. Oh, this will not report. Get up on your feet tonight. If you can't know that it's not about you, but that it's about Jesus Christ, the one who sits high in the flow, make some noise. Oh, y'all too quiet in here. Come on, let's go. Hey, it's not about us. We came here tonight for the man who died for me. It's about Jesus. Aren't you glad tonight? It's not about you. Hey, but it's about Jesus. Y'all still too quiet. Come on, say it again. It's not about us. Come on, y'all. Say it, but it's about Jesus. Aren't you glad that God died for you tonight? It's not about you. We didn't come to look at you, but it's about Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's do the first verse. Jesus, we didn't come here to look at you.